Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a really fascinating story from the Mahabharata. It's about a key moment with Krishna, you know, the divine strategist. And our mission really is to unpack the story of Krishna's choice. We want to see how it's actually a powerful metaphor for the choices we make every day, you know, that tension between external power and, well, inner wisdom. How do we navigate that in our own lives? Let's get into it.
Yeah, and what's really striking, I think, is the context. This is happening right before the huge Kurukshetra war. Everything's on the line, alliances are being formed, everyone's scrambling. But Krishna, even with all his influence, he takes a stance of neutrality, almost. He doesn't force anything. He just makes himself available, an option.
Right, and the scene itself is just packed with symbolism. So you've got Krishna resting, and then two key figures arrive. Duryodhan, he's all ambition, entitlement, you know. And then there's Arjun, who's really struggling with his conscience, with dharma. Duryodhan kind of boldly takes the seat right by Krishna's head.
Mm-hmm. Claiming that position.
Exactly. While Arjun sits quietly, humbly at Krishna's feet, and when Krishna wakes up, his eyes land on Arjun first. It's subtle, maybe acknowledges that humility, but he doesn't pick sides yet.
No, not yet.
Instead, he makes this incredible offer. He says, look, one of you gets my armies, the other gets me, but, and this is key, I won't fight. I won't lift a weapon.
He underlines that vow of neutrality, completely impartial in action. And that deliberate neutrality, that's really crucial here. He's not trying to persuade anyone. He just is. He's a choice presented. It really changes how you think about influence, doesn't it? He didn't impose, he just offered.
And wow, the choices they make reveal so much. The Duryodhan, he immediately goes for the power he can see. The Narayani Sena, this massive, powerful army, ready to go.
The tangible force. Makes sense from his perspective.
But Arjun, he folds his hands and quietly says, I choose you, Krishna. Even though Krishna is unarmed, just an advisor, a charioteer.
No weapons, no soldiers,
yeah.
Just presence, just wisdom.
It's so much more than just tactics, isn't it? It's like the soul making a choice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Krishna puts himself out there, knowing the choice itself defines him. Exactly right. And those seating positions, head versus feet, they're almost a perfect mirror for that inner conflict, pride versus humility.
Ah, interesting.
And Krishna, looking at Arjun first, it suggests that wisdom kind of naturally aligns with that state of surrender, not entitlement. It really makes you wonder, how does this single choice echo forward, not just in the war, but, you know, in all the choices we face later on? So let's unpack the symbolism, because this is where it gets really deep. Krishna, in this context, he really represents that higher intelligence within us. You could call it intuition, conscience, inner knowing, that quiet voice.
Not the loud ego demanding things.
Precisely. And this story illustrates a kind of spiritual law, doesn't it? Wisdom doesn't barge in. It never forces itself on you. It has to be invited. It waits. It won't shout over all the mental chatter, the fears, the desires. It's there, available, but only when you consciously choose it, when you make space for it. Now, Duryodhan's choice, choosing the armies, that's the ego, right? Preferring external validation, visible force.
Like relying on status, money, control.
Manipulation, outward appearances, quick fixes, brute strength, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And look, these things might get you short-term wins.
Sure, temporary victories.
But they can't win that war within. They can't heal what's broken inside. Without that connection to inner wisdom, eventually, you know, you end up in an empty palace. The external gains just don't satisfy that deeper need. Arjun's choice, though, that's the flip side. It's the soul recognizing that real strength isn't about what you command.
But what you surrender to.
Exactly. Choosing guidance over control. Wisdom over just being clever. Choosing your dharma, your right path, over fleeting desires. It's about trusting that inner alignment is more powerful than any external army.
And Krishna respects both choices.
Yes, that's the beautiful part. No judgment. Because even the wrong choices, the ones that lead to struggle,
they teach you something.
They become powerful teachers. They eventually guide you back. So if you zoom out, the real battlefield isn't Kurukshetra.
It's inside us.
Right, within the human psyche.
Mm.
That constant pull between the ego wanting to dominate and the soul calling for integrity.
That's a really profound way to put it, the battlefield within. So for you listening, how does this ancient story actually connect to your life? I mean, we aren't exactly choosing armies every morning, or are we? Maybe we are, in a way. Every day, we kind of wake up to a version of this choice. Our minds present these two paths, don't they? Path one, rely on our armies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our carefully built strategies, our networks, our calculations, maybe our defenses, our little power plays.
The tools we think guarantee success. External validation.
Right. Hoping these things will bring us victory, get us what we want. Or path two, Choose differently. Maybe pause, breathe. Actually invite that inner wisdom in.
Act from that place of inner knowing, maybe, instead of just reacting to outer pressure or anxiety.
Yeah. Seeking something deeper than just the immediate win. Think about it in your career. Are you caught up in office politics, scheming to get ahead?
Or are you trusting that doing good, authentic work, your dharma, will eventually lead you right?
Or relationships. Do you find yourself trying to manipulate situations, control outcomes?
Versus maybe showing up with authenticity, trusting the process, really listening.
Offering presence, not just solutions.
Yeah. It even applies to parenting, doesn't it?
How so?
Or are you the authoritarian leader with the army of rules and punishments?
Or the guide, trusting the child's own inner wisdom to bloom, offering support.
And in business. A leader might just throw resources, consultants, data, manpower at a problem. The army approach.
Okay.
Another might step back. Reflect. Talk to mentors. Reconnect with the core vision. Find clarity in the quiet.
That inner Krishna.
Exactly. Even personal struggles, like addiction or self-sabotage. Is it just about willpower, forcing yourself, or is it inviting deeper insight?
Understanding the triggers, maybe. Self-compassion.
Aligning your actions with what you truly value.
It's interesting, isn't it? The irony is, when you choose that inner guidance,
life often responds.
Yeah, doors open unexpectedly. Synchronicities happen. Solutions appear through alignment, not force.
Absolutely. All those examples point to the same thing. Choosing stillness. Whether it's meditation, quiet reflection, even just a conscious pause and a deep breath, that's how you align with your inner Krishna.
And that brings a kind of clarity.
A clarity and a strength that no external army, no clever strategy can really give you. True empowerment, you know, it blossoms when we pause, when we listen to that quiet voice inside and let that wisdom guide us, even if it means letting go of a short-term gain for long-term integrity.
Letting go of the need to control everything.
Trusting what emerges from within, yeah. And, you know, there's a beautiful shlok, a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, that really captures this. It reinforces Krishna's role and our power to invite that wisdom. It's Gita 4.7. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati vrarata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmana sujyomi aham.
Okay, and for everyone listening, could you give us the essence of that translation?
Sure. It translates to something like, whenever there is a decline in dharma, righteousness, balance, and arise in adharma, unrighteousness, chaos, O Bharata, I manifest myself. Yeah. And in the context of our conversation, this is incredibly powerful. It tells us that Krishna, our inner wisdom, doesn't just show up when things are easy.
Ah, so it's not a fair weather friend.
Not at all. It manifests precisely when we're confused, when our sense of dharma feels lost, when we're facing those deep conflicts, when life feels chaotic or compromised.
So the moments we feel most lost.
Those are the invitations. They're the moments calling for our inner Krishna to emerge. But, and this is the key part, only if we choose to invite it.
Not just try to fight the battle alone with our own strategies.
Exactly. It comes as a whisper, maybe a gut feeling, a moment of sudden clarity. If you're, let's say, Arjuna enough to pause and listen for it.
So it's not an external rescue, but something within us becoming accessible?
Precisely. It's that part of us that helps restore balance, that helps us realign when we truly seek it.
Wow. So feeling lost or confused isn't necessarily a sign of failure then.
No.
It's actually the perfect time, the invitation for this inner wisdom to step forward.
It's an opportunity to make a deeper, more aligned choice.
Okay. So bringing this all together. The core takeaway seems pretty clear. Real power isn't about commanding those external armies, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's more about surrendering to the inner wisdom that guides us towards our dharma.
Well said. And remember, that wisdom never imposes.
It waits to be invited.
Always. External winds, they can fade. But that inner alignment, that sense of integrity.
That endures.
And freedom, real freedom, comes when we choose guidance over just trying to conquer everything.
Victory isn't about the numbers, the resources.
It's guided by awareness, by that connection to inner truth. So maybe a final thought for you to reflect on. When you face your next challenge, your next big decision, what will your first instinct be? Will you immediately start summoning your strategies, your tactics, your armies?
Will you pause?
Will you take that moment to invite the quiet counsel of your inner wisdom? Think about it. When is the last time you consciously chose your Krishna over the army in your life?
Something powerful to consider. We really hope this deep dive has offered you some valuable insights to take with you. Thanks so much for joining us on the deep dive.